Praise God, hallelujah. This morning, I wanted to share with you the valuable of family, parents more or less, how we should teach our children. Hello? How we should teach our children. This world is a great mess. It's a big mess. Even the government lose control of the world, of their country. So us as a Christian, we got to be the lights of the world. Amen. We needed to pray for our children. If we train our children the way of the Lord, tomorrow we have a better world. Amen. You agree with me? If you disagree, come and see me after. Amen. But if we train our children the way of the Lord, tomorrow we have a better world. Praise God. Praise God. So I wanted to talk to you this morning about the model of the family, the model of the parents. You know what the model is? The model is when you have a something is perfection, and you can try to create something else. Right. But before to do that, I needed to tell you a little story, because I know that you're waiting for my little story. I have a technician to my home the other day, and because they changed from the telephone to, what do they call it, NBN. Yeah? So when everything had been done, nothing was working, no phone, no internet, nothing. So this man talking to me, he said, "Oh, Pastor, you know, I was listening to your sermon the other day about 3-4 years ago, and what you was preaching, I was very impressed." I said, "What was I preaching about?" And he told me about the story that I don't even remember. But anyway, he saw on the internet. So you guys on the back, like Joseva, you should put in my message on the internet, because they're reaching the other side of the world. Amen. Glory be to God. So the story I'm going to tell you this morning is match with my message. Amen? All right? So if you're not happy, just shame your hands, I will stop. Amen? Praise God. I don't start yet. Why you say stop? Huh? Amen. I need this to pray for you, because you're not a parent, but maybe you will become a parent very soon. So we need you to pray, even for the one that you're not parents yet, you will become a parent. Amen? Because that's what God wants you blessed. Amen. And so on the end of my service, I pray for fathers and mothers that you want to pray for your children, for your grandchildren. Please come, because you pray, reach on the heaven. Let me tell you a little story. A young man came to his father at the age of 16 and said, "Father, look at what I have. I got my license today." The father said, "Wow. Well done, my beautiful son. You've grown up." He said, "Yes, Daddy. Yes, I've grown up. I got my license to drive the car." He said, "Can I have the family car to drive next week with my friend?" Well, the father said, "All alone. You know, son," I said, "there's a few things before you got it doing, before you can drive the family car." So the father gave him a little bit of structure. You left the help your mom to doing good things on the house, cleaning the house, cleaning your bedroom, making sure that you're doing good on the school, all of this thing. You cut your hair because you look a little bit of a mess. Eh? You go to the barber shop and cut your hair because you should look like a grown-up man. Well, the young boy was very excited, because he said, "You can have the family car when you do all of that such thing. You listen to me, no? All right." So a week later, the boy came to his father and said, "Daddy, I've done all of this. Look at my room. Look at the mom is happy with me. Look at the school report this week." The father said, "What about the hair? You cut your hair yet?" And the boy said, "You know, Jesus never cut the hair." And the father replies that Jesus never drive a car. You're walking everywhere. Amen. Well, don't take it wrong. That's just a joking. Praise God. The Bible is said, in Proverbs 20, in verse 7. It said, the righteous man walking in his integrity, his children are a blessing after him. Let me read it again. The righteous man walking in integrity, his children are a blessing to him. Father, I pray every mother and father that have children and grandchildren, they are a blessing to them. I pray for your presence to touch their life in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. I mentioned to you, family should be a model to the children. We can have a better world if we train our children of the way of the Lord. The parents to be a role model for their kids. Hello? To be a role model to their kids. The children they are model to the parents. Hello? The children look at the parents the way they live. And the children can grow adult in tomorrow into the adult world, and they can make a better world. The righteous man, in another translation said, the righteous man walking in integrity, happy are the children who follow the parents. The parents, they are a role model to the children. And this morning I wanted to share with you 5 points that you needed to look in into your life if you have a children, or if you don't have, it might be one day you have. You needed to be the model of your children. My father has always told me something. When you go out, people look at you and they think of me. That's what I always say. If you do stupid things, they look at me. So making sure that you do the right thing. So that was my scare when I go out, to making sure I do the right thing. Because if you know, my father gone to know, and then they'll pick up what I left to pick up. So I wanted to share with you these 5 points. It's maturity in our life, obedience, disciplina, enthusiasm and love. The most important thing. I needed to be a model to my children. I needed to do that. I needed to be a model to their children. So because my children look at my maturity in my life. Amen. If I don't act like a mature man, I act like a silly man, my children copy for me. My children see if I do wrong thing. My children see if I respect my wife. My children see if I treat my wife really bad. My children see if I gone out and play around with the things I'm not supposed to do. My children see that. There can be problem tomorrow. Maturity will bring you to your home. So you need to act as parents, because of the children look at the mother and father and see what they're doing. When my children was little, I loved my children with all my heart. I play with them, I joke with them. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, you know, you left the discipline of your children in the wrong way. No, not at all. I remember my wife, she was carrying a good spoon on the personal bag all the time. Most of the time, they sit it on the bench, the front here. And when they wanted to do things they're not supposed to be doing, they knew what's on the bag. Isn't it? It's not because she don't love her children, but she wanted her children to be the best. Because that's the role of the mother and father. There are, in the end, only two ways to operate: the honesty and the honority. They swallow the food, they eat the people who are mature, you know? The little children, they needed to have a little bit of milk. So living in life and influence other people, young people, into becoming maturity. Amen. This world today is a mess because for a long time we let the wrong things to go ahead of this world. We needed to pray for our government. We needed to pray for our country. We needed to pray for the decision of the people making on the next few weeks, because the world is a mess. And God is telling us that when the world is a mess, you and I, we needed to stand up to become closer to Jesus. We needed to stand up to become closer to Jesus. Because if you don't, we will lose your spiritual life. I'm saying to you that we talk about 5 points, very important as a mother and father. Obedience. Oh, the children, you got obedient to the parents. Children, you obey to your parents because you belong to the Lord. For this is the right thing to do in Ephesians 6:1. We expect our children to be obedient. They should be obedient to the parents. We needed to do that. We expect the children to be obedient to us. But to be obedient, we needed to show them that we are the parents. Hello? I needed to show them that we are the parents and we love them and we do the right thing, like I said. I remember my father teach me a lesson once. I want to share with you today. I was on the age of approximately 14 years old when I did the very wrong thing. So my father was very disappointed, and he's got a very nice soft stick and they give me a lot. My uncle ran to rescue me. And my uncle upset with my father, said, "Why you smack your son?" But my father replied to my uncle, he said, "Because I love my son." In that time, in that moment, when I got to where I should not go, I wasn't thinking that way. But my father said to her uncle, to his brother-in-law, who was, that was my uncle, "I done that because I love my son." And took him a long time to understand. And today, I thank my father for what he did, because I will never forget for the rest of my life. And the only way to do that, he needed to use something for me to remember I done wrong thing. So that was not very nice. So it was very hard, very harsh. In today's society, my father could be going to jail because he used this to smack me. But my father done that because he loved me. He take care of me. Amen. So to be a role model, we needed to learn what Christ decided for me and for you, and to follow the decision with the completely obedient. Let me give you a scripture about this. The Apostle Paul said, "You should be following my example, just as I follow Christ." And Christ said in John 14:15, he said, "If you love me, you will obey my command." That's what he said. There is a direct connection here between love and obedience. Hello? There is a direct connection here between loving and obedience. This is true, the relationship between Christ and also through our relationship with our children. Hello? With our children. Discipline their children. Discipline is very, very important, but they are very hard work. Hello? It's a very hard work. When we do something wrong, the parents got the right to discipline the children. It's very important. Discipline is hard work. You want to be an example to your kids. Amen. You want to be an example to your kids. Probably you say, Pastor, I have no kids. I don't really care what you're talking about. Let me tell you something. One day, you become a parent. But it's important for you to know. One day, you will become a parent. Tomorrow, it is a better world if we're training our children. All right? God has created you and I to be parents, model of the kids. Impersonal to pray for your children. Pray for your children. Day and night. Because if you pray for your children, the blessing of God will fall into your children. I always say to myself, I say, Lord, giving to my daughter double blessing the Holy Spirit that you're giving to me. And she can preach better than me. And she can teach better than me. So I pray that God give him double portion of the Holy Spirit. Not only that, double portion of a blessing to her life, to Nono, to Mirella. But I had three children, and for me it's all three the same. Double blessing to them. And I can see the more we go further, the more bless fall into my children. Why? Because I was a model to my children. I was a model. They don't mean that I don't argue with them. They don't mean that I don't scream with them. I don't mean they. I don't. You know, whatever I did for the for my children because I want them to learn to live a better life. I want them to live a better life. If you not remember anything from me, I want them to remember that I love them. Love the children. You are seeing a better sample to your children. If you go to home today or tomorrow, another time, and say, oh, the message today was a really boring message. You know, that was enough for me. Or you can go home and you say to the children, oh, the music was too heavy this morning. It was a terrible thing. You know, I couldn't stand it. That's not a good sample for your children. God not like that. Even if it was a bad message, even if it was a bad highlight of music, you just say to the children, God, it was a blessing today. Amen. Hello. Glory be to God. That's the way we should teach our children. Our children needed to see the joy of your life, and God's joy to flow into your life. Amen. Amen. God wants to see your joy of your life and the flow into your life of the children. Why we have so many children today on the street without the parents? They've been abandoned by the parents. Some of them has no hope in the life. Why? Because of the parents. They never been model to the children. I always thinking about one of the members of the church told me not long ago that he has four children, four boys, and his wife left him on the age around about 40, 41, something like that. And the children left with his father. The father left to leave the job and what he was doing to go to work in a hard store with much less money because he wanted to be the model of his children. And he fights his children and said, that's what happened. Your mom has decided to leave me. but you walking to stay with me, I'll do my best to be your father. And no one then left the father. They stayed there until they become mature. They mature, they married themselves, and this father was a model to his children. Because he wanted to teach his children, there's no such thing that you walk away from home without maturity. It's no such thing. In life, it's very hard. It's very difficult. But with God's help, we can make it true. Not everything is going fine the way you want. Even your marriage life, even myself, sometimes we have a lot of arguments. But with God's help, He was there to help us and to be a model to our children. And to let our children know that we love them. Love is the most important thing that you demonstrate to your children, to your grandchildren. The model of your life is number one, love. Love becomes really very, very important. If my kids remember nothing of my life, I want to know them, they remember that I love them. My grandson, every time pick up the phone and talk to her grandmother, said, "Nonna, I want to see grandfather. I want to see my nonno." Because he knows I love him. It's important. And I want to finish this morning. I don't want to take it very long. I promised you I'll teach you for half an hour, 2 hours, but it's okay. Parents, you turn to be first the model for your kids to pass the next generation to a better world. You can change the world. You can change the world if you be model to your children. Hello? Can we stand before the presence of the Lord? I will invite every parent that want to pray for their children. If you want to pray for your children and nobody obligated you, or for your grandchildren, I invite you to come before the presence of the Lord. Lay hands on you. I pray with you to help you, that you put your children, your grandchildren, before the presence of the Lord. If you're having no grandchildren, or children, and you want to, one day God to give it to you, why don't you come? We want to pray for your children, for your grandchildren, that you become a model unto the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If it's possible, move this chair a little bit further so you can become closer to the presence of the Lord. God giving you children for you to teach them to grow the way of the Lord. Your children, your grandchildren, they look in you. Can we lift our hands before the presence of the Lord, and we're going to worship God for a few minutes? Just I want the music to lead in us to worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and we pray. Remember that we pray for your children and grandchildren. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we put our children into your hands. We put our grandchildren into your hands. We'll give into you as a heritage to you, Lord. We're presenting to you this morning that you give us a strength and ability, Lord, to be able to be a model to our children, Lord Jesus. We're praying to you, Lord, because you can help us, Lord, to make our children to grow. You can help our children to grow, to make a better world, Lord, to serve you with all your heart, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray for every parent here this morning that is standing before your presence. They put your children and grandchildren into your hands, Lord, into your power, the Holy Spirit. Lord, we come before your throne, before your presence, Lord. We come because we need you, Lord Jesus, to help us. To help us to change the world, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.